Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. I am so in love with the sequence of this episode right after the episode where I talked to Tom, and that one was right after the episode where I talked to Leah, because I picked up my car when I was with Leah, and Tom had my car, made it possible for me to get it over to California to pick up from Hawaii. And this rune called Raidho means journey, but also the vehicle of the journey. So back in the day, cart, but just take the T away and you have car. Let's dive into what Raidho showed me when I was meditating on it for 9 minutes a day for 9 days. Day one, movement, dynamic, fast. This is a rune of forward motion. No looking back. Ride with courage into the night. The day will come. Will come in bright. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Ride into it and all will be known. There's an awakening waiting for you. Ride into it. Holy chills. Woo, that's Raidho, my friend. Okay, let's do the rest of the days though. Day two. The message I got here is that one must ground the journey. To me, that means one must get into her or his or their body and experience through all the senses the fullness of the journey. It needs to be stepped down in a way, stepped into, brought into self, and then it needs to be initiated by oneself. I use the feminine pronoun because that's what I resonate with and identify with. So I said, one must initiate her own change. Before it feels natural, it is bound to feel uncomfortable. The other piece of wisdom I received is every journey leads you closer to home. There you go. See, I was already doing the whole come home to yourself and all paths lead to home, all ways, all roads lead to home back in May of 2021. Day three, Raidho feels a lot like an initiation, like a heroine's journey of sorts. The energy is that of riding fearlessly into the night, there it is again, and keeping on until you come out the other side with new wisdom gained. Or maybe I'm projecting my current experience into Raidho. Either way, ride. Day number four. Ooh, I love this. The journey has its own way. The destination is yours. The way is the journey's. Plan for pit stops, shortcuts, and repairs along the way. Set the destination and let the journey lead. Holy smokes. I mean, that's exactly what I did. I was like, I'm going to come home to myself. I'm going to be home in myself. I'm going to travel until I'm not traveling anymore. I set the destination that I would land home. Didn't know where that was, but it was the destination. Let me tell you what, I had pit stops. Did I have shortcuts? Maybe. I definitely had scenic routes where I made stops I was not at all expecting to make, and detours, I wouldn't say detours, but simply scenic routes of maybe revisiting places. I also had repairs along the way. And I'm talking about this physical journey. However, it's also a metaphor. So this is a good one. It could be an episode in itself. Day number five. Ooh, this one too. You can't avoid the journey. So here again, metaphorical, metaphysical, metaphorical. You can't avoid the journey, try as you may. And the more you stall, the longer you stall, the harder and faster the ride will be. Better to trust the process and surrender to the journey than try to control how it happens. Mm-hmm. Day number 6. Stillness is essential for a smooth ride. Just don't be still too long. When it's time to move, move. I just had to let that one sit there for a minute or a few seconds. Day number 7. Steady is the most efficient way. Stay steady within if it's not steady without. Stay steady inside if it's not steady outside. Steady your pace as well as you can. Steady your nerves. Steady yourself. The horse is pulling you on your cart. This is again metaphorical. The horse is pulling you. Reflect your inner state, no matter the state of the road. And also, if you've ever ridden a horse, which I'm sort of afraid of and get frustrated around because I'm scared, they reflect that. Day number 8. It, or the rune Raidho, reminds me of a key or a lock pick. A simple reminder that the key to life is movement. When everything is still, you're dead. Day number 9. There are distinct phases on every journey, but there is no end. Consciousness itself is on a journey. We can't get off the ride. Might as well say, look, Ma, no hands, and enjoy it. So that's that. And I don't know how much more there is to say about Raidho other than that's that. That's it. Ride. Ride. Thank you so much for listening to this. I'd love to hear your thoughts about Raidho and about whatever journey, internal, external, or otherwise, you are on right now. You can contact me at laurachristine.us/contact. You'll also hear how at the end of the show. If you're needing a little pit stop or some repairs or guidance, someone to help you look at your map, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways and schedule a reading. You can also help support the show there. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.